Welcome back to another episode of Saving Grace. Today, it's just me. You've got me on my own, darling. And I thought we'd maybe deep dive into me and all the embarrassing things I've done in my life to make you feel a little bit better about your life. And we're going to start from the very beginning, which is secondary school. I've got my mate Tat here, the original Barry. I'm going to have her come on, come off, come on, because I feel a bit weird talking to myself, which is why I've got drunk. So enjoy today's episode. We're going to begin at school. I went to a school which was actually at school, I'd say I was a little shit. I was a bit of a liar. You know, when someone would come up to you and say, like, you know, just be like, oh, that girl's annoying me a bit. What I would do is I would go up to the person they'd said it about and say, Jerry said this about you. Wouldn't have that if I were you. You should probably go confront them. And then I'd be shocked when it would come back to me. That's the situation we were dealing with at school here. Is that correct? Thank you. So I did drama at school. Don't know if you can tell. Got a C actually, because I was violently shit at acting. And we had to do, if you've done GCSE drama, you will know you have to do like a final play. In that play, I got put with the most rogue set of people, including Tat, and our drama piece was about death. And I was death. Also, there was rogue. There was someone that like got killed in a car accident. That was Jacob. What did you? You were Jacob's girlfriend. You got killed with him. May Tat rest in peace. I hope she's all right. Anyway, for it, I had to have face paint like a skeleton, full skeleton. I actually was really skinny at school, so it really did fit the role. I miss her. Anyway, I had to have full skeletal paint. And back at school, I tried to fit in and would smoke roll-up fags behind the drama block. The thing is, I will be honest here, and I feel like people at school don't smoke to fit in, because I remember after every fag, I'd feel violently sick. In fact, I nearly passed out in my music exam because I tried to be cool and have a fag before, and I was like box breathing during the whole thing while trying to read music notes. I didn't know what any of them meant. I digress. Anyway, I went for a fag round the back of the drama block, and my head of year came up to me and said, "Did you just smoke a fag?" And I said, "That's disgusting. Why would I do that?" And it turns out that there were no other people dressed as a skeleton in my school on that day smoking a fag. So I did get an after school and I had a fight. This girl said I was pregnant at school and people believed it, which, to be honest with you, fair play. I understand now looking back. I get it. I was a bit of a whore, but that's no reason to judge. And I just finished eating some potato balls. I just finished digesting them. And the girl came round the corner. We started scrapping. And if anyone remembers Miss Sexy Trousers at school, I had Miss Sexy Trousers on. And during the fight, they fell down. And you could see my little thong with my flat ass while I was on the floor getting beaten the shit out of. So that was a humbling time at school. So yeah, I'm going to wrap that up with school because that was a really traumatic time to be alive, actually. And if anyone watching this knows me from school, fuck off, because you were not welcome here. Sorry. Hope you're well. Hope the kids are well. Anyway. Okay. I'm going to digress into uni here. And this is where some of the most possibly traumatic things happened to me. Would you agree, Tat? I went to uni with Tat. We went to Nottingham Trent and we started off uni halls. That was a horrible time. We were drunk. I got kicked out of prison for showing my asshole, lost my phone, got it back from a really fit butch lesbian. Okay. One night I was at prison and I was a whore for prison. I'll be honest with you here. I loved that club. Bit of cheese, bit of R&B. I was very Caucasian back in the day. You know, R&B and me didn't really fit together. I couldn't wine Pondycock and that was very obvious, to be honest. Anyway, we were in the club. I was having a wine and we got invited into the VIP section, which was rare for me, but our friend Rihanna would always get invited into the VIP section because she was fit. And that's the issue with having fit friends. Anyway, I had a lot to drink that night and they had free Grey Goose. So I guzzled that shit like I was a Victorian child in the war. There wasn't Victorian children in the war, was there? Anyway, I digress. I saw this man and I thought, this is it. This is it. How do I impress this man? So what I did is I straddled him. I lifted my dress up with my bare asshole to the hot. I've gone too far. I've gone way too far. We're 5 minutes in. Straddled him with my whole asshole out to the whole of prison. The security guard tapped me on the ass. He said, can you put that away? I gave him the middle. Carried on. What else happened, Tat?
The guy's friend tapped me to keep his friend's bumble.
Yeah, so they told my friends to put my ass away because, I mean, I'm going to be honest with you here, my ass back, it still isn't great, but back in, it was like, you know when you had skeletons in science in year eight? That's what it looked like. If you put a skeleton in a straddle position, that's what I looked like. No one was getting horny. No one had a semi. So that's the situation that I was in here. I then leave to go to the toilet. I lose my phone. I go back to the VIP area. He's already put in a whole new group of girls here. We've been replaced. And also they all had asses, which I'll be honest, hurt a little bit more. I will be honest. I went home to my uni halls. I then slept in a bed with my flatmate's best friend because he wanted to comfort me. That was weird in itself. The next day I panicked and Tat said, because I said, I've lost my phone. My parents are going to be mega, mega fuming. So I said, we've got to lie here. I said that I got mugged violently in Nottingham, to which my parents did say, that's not good, and called the police. The issue here was, is that I was lying. And my dad said, what we'll do here is we'll contact Prism and get their CCTV. The issue again here was, is the CCTV had my bare asshole out. It had the eye of the tiger in shot. So I thought, let's not do this. And I had Life 360 on my phone, sponsor the pod. And how do we get my phone back, Tat? A girl messaged me and said, I've got your phone. I thought, what a fucking bargain. I said, cancel the police report. I'll go meet her. And I remember vividly, I met her outside Frankie and Benny's. And it was like slow motion. The sexiest butch lesbian walks up to me in slow mo. She had an undercut. She had a bun. And it was one of the most incredible. I think that's how I worked out. I like women. I'll be honest. She gave me my phone back. I tried to give her 50 quid like a prostitute. She said no. I tried again. She said no. So I just took my phone and went home. But I think the valuable lesson there is, don't lie to your parents. When I turned 18, I was fresh meat and had a boyfriend at the time. He had chipped tooth. And I thought that was quite hard, quite sexy. Because sometimes if he got angry, I feel like he'd growl and show the half tooth. I've gone off track. No, I'm sorry, it does give me the ick, but I found the half tooth sexy. He got it while fainting. Anyway, we decided one night that we would all go out on New Year's. Imagine this, the start of a new year. It's a fresh year. I'm happy. I'm 18. The pussy fat. What happened was we went out and we all couldn't... Oh, sorry, Cal, he just put his head in his hands. We went out and we couldn't afford a taxi home. And in hindsight, if you can't afford the taxi home, don't go out. Just have a house party. We didn't think of that. We decided, let's steal some bikes, as in like push bikes, not talking motorbikes. We stole some bikes, we ripped them off the chains, and I'm not proud of it because people have to commute. But at the end of the day, I had a 30-minute journey home. I had to do what I had to do. Times were tough. This was before the living crisis. I was in my own crisis. So we stole the bikes. We went to the leisure centre. There was a children's bike, and I'm not proud of this either. I took the child's bike. I was in knee-high boots and a slaggy dress. It was one of the tube dresses, if you will. I took it, and there was actually, I live in the Fens, there was a lot of hills. It was giving Nottingham. It was giving Midlands. And we had to stop at the top of the hill because my friend started having an asthma attack. Diana, hope you're well. Hope you're well. Bristolian. She started having her asthma attack. She had to have her inhaler up the hill. And we all were very concerned. Then she pedaled on. She pedaled on, my girl. We got to the place. I went to bed. I woke up the next morning late for work. drove to work, my karma hit, got a flat tire. And at this point, my boyfriend's mum, who, to be honest, he didn't really speak to, so that's how I knew it was bad. Why are you on, I'm going to say it, Soham Debate? Why are you on Soham Debate? It's like a village page. I said, Teresa, what are you talking about? There was my picture and his picture and screenshots of our Facebooks. But also from a girl that he sold drugs to, so that was inappropriate. But anyway, put us on this Soham Debate page. Thieves. Stole bikes, because the mistake I made here was, in my drunken state, I put in my Snapchat while riding the bikes, lol, just stole some bikes. And that's the issue there. I went into work, people were calling up my work, asking for me to be fired. And yeah, and I got shit for that for about a year because people thought I was a thief, and we had to go back the next day and drop off all the bikes back to where they were. And some of them we flung in bushes. I'm going to move on. The moral here is, don't steal, because I felt sick with I phoned up the police. I forgot to say, I phoned the police. It was getting too much. The Facebook comments were getting too much. And I thought, I just said to myself, I'm going to go to jail and I have to hand myself in so I get less time. So I phoned up 999 and I said, I'd like to hand myself in for a crime. And I spoke to an officer and I said, officer, I'm on Soham Debate. I have stolen some bikes. I'll admit it. What do you want me to do? And I'm crying at this point, by the way. I'm just like hysterical. I'm like, I've done it, sir. He laughs at me and said, yeah, don't worry about it. Hangs up on me. The police officer hung up on me. So if he's still in the job, fuck you. Because I was ready to go down for time. I was ready. I even thought about getting a tattoo to make sure it looked like a teardrop before I went in to make sure I was all right. But I didn't end up going to jail and I kept my job. So I'm really glad about that. Now I'm going to go on to uni. Me and Tat lived in the depths of hell. Would you agree, Tat? Would you come in for this story? Okay, go on. I need Tat in for this story because I don't think anyone would believe what we lived in if it wasn't for Tat. Because people think I'm over-exaggerating here, and I'm not. This is Tat. Say hello, Tat.
Hi.
See, we lived at Foxhall together, didn't we?
We did.
And how would we describe Foxhall here?
Fucking rank.
Where we lived, the windows weren't windows. They were like, you could feel the wind rattling. Mm-hmm. I had mould all over my room.
It was fucking freezing as
it
well.
It was fucking our landlord as well. There were condoms in our front garden. It was fucking vile.
Grace one time had mould in her room and it was taking over the room. We're like, oh, can you come sort this out? He goes, yeah, that's fine. He painted over it.
I will get emphysema then. That's absolutely.
Do you remember I had a ventilator? Not ventilator.
A humidifier or something.
No, the little vent in your room. I had a vent in my room and there was cobwebs and insects crawling out of it and it was right by my bed. And I was like, Grace, I can't sleep here. So I stayed in Grace's bed for most of the year.
No, we have taken 5 years off our life from living in that house.
It's disgusting.
But today's sponsor of the podcast is BetterHelp. It's always important to talk to someone about your feelings and not let them build up. And that is where BetterHelp comes in. Just fill out a questionnaire and you'll get matched to a licensed therapist who you can change at any given time with no extra fee. If you've got a busy schedule, whether you're a student, a parent, you're working full time, it doesn't matter because BetterHelp is fully online and can match to your busy schedule. Therapy is good for learning positive coping mechanisms and also letting out your feelings so they don't build up. And it will also empower you to be the better version of yourself. Therapy is not just for people that have experienced trauma. It can be for anyone, can help you with your day-to-day life or just help you in general if you're feeling a little bit overwhelmed with work, life, friends, family, whatever situation you're in. Speaking to a therapist is good when sometimes you're in situations in life that you don't know how to deal with or approach, and someone can give you an outside opinion with no bias on how to deal with things and how to approach things. Make your brain your friend with BetterHelp. So that is BetterHelp.com/savinggrace to get 10% off of your first month. That is BetterHelp.com/savinggrace. Thank you, BetterHelp, for sponsoring today's podcast. So basically, one day our buzzer keeps going off, right?
No, that's not what happened. someone knocked on our door and I said, Grace, I've got a really bad feeling about this. And Grace went, stop being dramatic, it's fine.
But the knock wasn't a knock, like, it was like aggressive. Boom, 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 but like knock. Constant. Mm-hmm. So we're arguing now, we're going, you go down. No, you go down.
You went down.
So I went, yeah, of course, I sacrificed myself. Also, this doesn't end here where I first sacrificed myself. I go down and it's one of the people that lives in this flat. And by the way, it's a house that was in flats, but it was like a fucking house from like 1921. Mm. It was so old. And these women that I've never seen before go, there's some crackheads downstairs asking to see the girls in flat five. And we're going, oh, amazing. Who's flat five? We're flat five. We're flat five, right? And we can we hear them downstairs? Mm. I can't remember.
We were right at the top.
We were right at the top. So me and Tat shut the door and we start pep talking each other. I'm going, Tat, listen, if it ends in a fight, I've got your back, you've got my back, like we'll swing. If we have to swing, we'll swing. Bearing in mind, so stoned that one step takes 40 minutes. We're not with it at all. So we go downstairs, every flat is now out of their flat. Yeah, everyone's looking.
People were watching that with fucking Conor McGregor. Like, everyone was just out there to all my fear and
we slow-mo walk downstairs. And at this point, I'm going, Tat, you go first.
Well, I said to Grace, it's like, listen, if we get beaten up, we get beaten up. It is what it is. Like, it just has to be what it is.
And I decide Tat should go first.
Thank you.
Because if they beat up Tat, it's a race thing. And we... The police would be on our side more. And Tat got
I don't know where that came from.
No, but I was like, we've got to think tactically here.
Yeah.
We have to think tactically. Mm. The white girl gets beaten up, fair.
Yeah, she deserved it.
She deserved it. We go downstairs, no one's there.
They did a runner.
And for the next week and a half, me and Tat, I've never experienced paranoia like that. I was like, hello? Like
we'd go to the corner shop, we'd be linking arms like, be careful.
I'd like, look out for anyone that looks like they've got no teeth.
Because that road was really dodgy, that's the thing.
Our road was
really
a prostitute road, Tat.
It was.
Which is fine, earn your fucking money. I love that for you. Wait. Female rights.
Sorry, just quickly. Do you remember when we shared wine with the prostitute and you called the hospital?
No, you didn't need to bring that up. You didn't, right. One night, me and Tat were walking home to our flat there from a night out, and there was...
An obvious prostitute. A very
she was a prostitute, which I'm going to be honest here, dabbled in crack.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not.
Nottingham prostitutes aren't like your LA prostitutes. They're like, I need to live prostitute.
Yeah, yeah. Like they, you know, and fair. And she had a bottle of Echo Falls. I think we just come back from a rave. We come back from a rave.
Ooh, Demi, we've been on a night out.
But no, we went from a night out. It's more acceptable if it was a rave, apparently. So we come back and she starts talking to us. She's like, girls, you having a good night? And I'm feeling a bit merry. Mm. I'm like, how was your night? Mm. How are you? Is everything amazing? Love making friends with you. Would you like any of the wine? Tat says no, because she's smart. I said, go on, sweet pea. It's a Friday. Let's fucking have it. I down half the bottle and think nothing of it. The next day, I start panicking a little bit.
It was that night.
More than that night.
And I said, grow up, it's not that big of a deal. And you're like, no, I think I've got hepatitis. And I thought you'd...
No, because the thing is, drinking out of any stranger's cups, you don't know. But like, you just don't know. So
you've had a one-night stand?
I have.
So you'll sleep with a stranger, but you won't share a drink with them.
But the thing is, I've got a bit of health anxiety here. So I'm thinking, I've got something here. Mm. I call 111 and I say...
The thing is, hold on. When Grace called 111, the woman literally went, okay, thinking there was more to it. And she was like, call back and tell us how you feel.
Yeah.
And I was just sat there like, I said to Grace, you're wasting the NHS time. This was like, what was it? Not long before COVID cases were going up. And I was like, listen, the NHS has a strain.
They said they give me a jab. They were going to give me a hepatitis. Hepatitis. They were going to give me hepatitis jab.
They did.
But it's because I started giving myself symptoms.
Yeah.
I started feeling a little hot, a little cold. I felt a little shingly. And then I got panicky a little bit there.
Mm.
I'm fine so far. And that, I'll be honest, it was overdramatic from me.
It was ridiculous.
It was really ridiculous. Do we have any other memories in that flat?
When you came up with your name?
In that dingy flat, we came up with GK Barry. Well,
Grace was filming TikToks at the time with Gemma Collins, and I didn't really know what TikTok was.
Not with Gemma
was.
Collins.
No, not with the sound. She wasn't at the flat. No, she was doing sounds with Gemma Collins.
Doing charity work.
I remember watching you, and I'm not going to lie, I was really judging you, because I was like, what the fuck is this? And then Grace was like, oh, I really want to make some videos, but I don't want people from school to... I don't want people from school to find me.
Yeah. So, and we sat down. I remember I bought a beanbag. Tap was on the beanbag. I was on this sofa, which was stiff as cocks.
You had shades on as well.
I had the shades on. Mm. And we were going, what could we name me? What could we name? And I remember you went, why don't you just use Barry?
Mm-hmm.
So I did GK.
And Barry.
Barry, once again stoned. Mm. And we were like, that's got a really good ring to it.
It does.
And ever since then, have you made me sign anything?
I haven't.
You haven't? Yeah. Because I feel like if we ever fell out as friends...
I'm telling you, you're getting sued. I've been warning you for years.
Yeah, but we've been friends since like secondary school. I feel like we can't fall out. Don't do that thing.
I remember when Grace was doing all the TikToks and stuff. Like I said, I was really judging you.
Yeah.
And then she was like, oh, I want to do GK Barry. I thought, don't bring me into this.
Rude. Don't bring me into this. Do you remember once, this is my first proper... Do you remember you had a house party at school? Can I bring this up?
Mm-hmm.
Tat had a house party for her 16th birthday.
On the popular centre.
At school.
You might be starting a war here.
Yeah, fuck them. And at our school, there was like what was known at the time.
We weren't popular.
We weren't popular. We had buck teeth and bobs. Yeah, we weren't popular. Tat was Asian in a white area. This wasn't looking good for either of us, right? And what would we class ourselves as?
Just not popular.
The fucking lowest of the low, really, yeah. I would say.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a group of they'd always have field parties, drink on fields. They were getting fucked up.
In your defence, you were in with them at one point.
I'm not going to lie, I don't think I was. I was in the same form group as the girls, and I just really latched onto that shit for the sake of it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not claiming it. Thank you. Anyway, one day, Tat has a party. She doesn't invite them.
But this is a joint birthday party. You forget this.
Yeah,
it's a
with
joint
me.
Birthday party.
Yeah, yeah. With me.
It's your 15th and my 16th.
Yeah, because I'm August, you're September.
Mm-hmm.
So we had the party. They decide, because they weren't invited, to egg Tat's house, right? But what happened?
My dad went outside to go to the pub and they saw my dad and they all ran the other way. So they didn't egg the house. Thank God they didn't. And for their sake, thank God, because I have immigrant parents. That would not have gone down well. They didn't egg the house. They ran off. And my dad come back in. He's like, these kids were outside the house and they ran. And straight away, I was like, oh, they're here.
You know what's funny afterwards? I have to say this.
Mm.
We all were like, we were getting stick for having this party. And this fucking girl that we were friends with, and bearing in mind the extent of the issue, was we were getting dirty looks and some tweets. Yeah, that was the extent. This girl called the police.
Oh my God.
She called the police.
Yes.
We all had to gather around in a circle.
And the thing is, right, we were sat in the meeting with the police. And I remember just being like, why the fuck am I here?
No,
I didn't even ask.
I was so embarrassed. And the police officer went, so what are they doing to you? And the girl went, they're giving us dirty looks. And the policewoman literally said, so you have called me because you were getting dirty looks from people at school.
And we lived, back then, we lived in an area that was a bit rough, would be the right word.
Still fucking is, Tat.
Yeah, a little bit rough. So this to them was like nothing. I remember they just looked at us like...
Pathetic bitches.
Why are you wasting my
pathetic
fucking time?
Girls.
Yeah.
I remember I kept going up to teachers like, I can't sit in with them. Like, they're just judging me. They're
and
talking
I just say,
me.
I never did any of this.
No, I did. I did call the police in my defence, but I was like, I was in form with them.
You were.
I was in the form.
I was safe, yeah.
Hope you're doing well though, girls. We went to a party of our friends who had quite strict parents.
One of our best friends.
She's in Australia now. Good day.
Hi, Megan.
She's in Australia now, but at the time she had a house party and she had really strict parents. So I don't know why in the first place a house party was allowed here.
We were all like 15.
We were all 15 and it was fancy dress. I think I went as a slutty Snow White.
I went to see Incredibles.
You went to see Incredibles?
I went to see Incredibles.
Which one?
Mr. Incredible, I think.
Why did you go as the man?
Did not make sense.
Let me get my super suit. Anyway, this man was a little bit unhinged at the time and we took some of his vodka.
Oh, shit.
What did you think I was talking about?
No, I got what you meant. It just took me a second. Yeah.
We took some of his vodka and bearing in mind, 15, it's not that deep. This man...
You're fucking mental.
...went, who the fuck? Stole my vodka, as in going fucking crazy. The mum comes out, lines us all up, as if we're on death row.
No, don't.
Who took the fucking vodka? You're not going in until you... none of us...
Everyone just stood there really... And it was me and my mate, Rihanna, and this girl called Lauren. And we were in the bathroom drinking it. And Grace came in and was like, what's going on? We gave some to Grace. And we're all stood in a circle. And then it gets worse. Me, Grace, and this other girl were sleeping by this door.
Oh.
And they have really nice carpets, right?
Great carpets. It was a new build.
Our friend spilt drink all over the carpet.
I'm talking cranberry.
And her mum came in and went, have you spilt drink on my carpet? And we're like, no. She was like, get up. And we had to tap our feet on this towel. And we were all scared. We wouldn't stop until she said for like 30 minutes, just tapping our feet.
Yeah, she was like, suck that up. I was like,
it was fucking awful.
Can I talk about that time where I brought a guy home?
Yeah, why would I?
So at first year of uni, I brought a guy home. And why didn't I want to fuck him?
Because he was clapped.
No, but I'd fuck clap people anyway. At the time.
He went to a party.
There was a man that I liked in our halls. And I brought this guy home. And I think that's the one who had tatted Slim Shady on his finger.
No, it wasn't him.
It wasn't him. Fucking hell. Who else?
It's possible he's an addict.
Oh, I brought home an addict. And
he wasn't.
No, but that man was
an addict. He was rough as fuck, but I don't think he was.
Yeah, I think I just assumed. But it's because I saw needle marks on his arm, but I think it was eczema. Anyway, I brought this bloke home and I sobered up a little bit in my bedroom and I thought, I'm not going to lie, 3 years ago, no means no wasn't a thing. Do you know what I mean? So I thought, but I just went, I couldn't say no. So I went into my
kitchen. You could. This wasn't a thing. You had to fuck anyone.
No, but I was like, I feel awkward. So I went into the kitchen. I was with Faz, Amin and Krishma. You were asleep. And I was going, guys, I don't want to fuck this man. We've got to think of a plan here to make me not fuck this man. So what I did is I hid behind the door, which, by the way, was a glass door. You could see through the door.
No, it wasn't. It was a wooden door with a little, this is what makes it funny, with a little window. And Grace decided to hide behind the tiny part that was a window.
It was a window.
In a, what was it, a PVC blue?
I was in a bright pink PVC slag dress, yeah? That's what I was in.
This was the dress her ass came out in.
Yeah. Oh, that. Oh my God, was that the same night?
It was the same night, but the same dress.
Yeah, of course. Fucking hell. Should have just stopped wearing it after the first one. Anyway, the guy comes into the kitchen, walks past me. I'm not going to lie. We're basically staring at each other at this point. And Faz goes, yeah, you've got to get out. No, Krishma goes, you've got to get out.
It was brutal.
You've got to get out. She doesn't want to sleep with you. He looks at me while I'm hiding behind the door and I'm thinking, he can't see me. I'm invisible. Walks past the door and we just look each other in the glass bit of the door. And then he just goes.
The best part is like, can I check my boss times first?
He's like, can I wait till me boss? I was like, no, you can't. You have to go. We're in the centre of Nottingham. Get a tram. Trams operate 24 hours a day. Me and Tat, actually, I need to give some information about this. Me and Tat know this guy in our area who said he makes edibles, right? And when you think of edibles, you think maybe a little bit of THC, bit of resin, maybe. I don't know what goes into it. I'm not an expert. I just eat it. Anyway, we pick up the edibles. Okay. This man took the piss. He put every single...
He sent a woman to hospital when she did her edibles because she was like, I'm having a panic attack. And she literally went to hospital.
She went physically schizophrenic while taking these edibles. But we laughed at that. We say you can't handle a fucking weed. Anyway, we go home and is this when we ate half and then the other half? And then we're like, oh my God, we've eaten the whole thing.
We did them and it was me, you and my mum didn't take them, but it was me, you and my mum.
No, no. Oh, so we took half at this point. So that happened when you took what? Like a little bit?
Yeah.
So we took half of the edible, right? And I'm sat downstairs with Tat's mum. I love Tat's mum, by the way. Beautiful Irish woman. And at the time, we were talking about something. I think it was a bit deep.
It's to do with patients.
But to do, because she's a mental health nurse, right? So we were talking about, she was like, it's just disgusting the way that the NHS treat the people. You know, they're humans too. And it was going on.
Why'd you make a Jamaican?
Well, that was Irish.
They're humans too. Like.
No, but we were just having a really deep conversation. I start feeling a little bit like I'm going to die.
I have a video of Grace and she's just sat there going like this. Like
with my legs.
Her leg.
And I physically thought I'm going to die, but I couldn't stop this convo because you can't just, while we're talking about mental health, go, I've got to go. So I'm there for about an hour. I feel like I'm going to physically die. I'm looking at Tat. Everything's getting a bit much. And Tat clocks and goes, let's go upstairs. We go upstairs and this is where Tat starts coming out in hives, right?
Grace has missed a really important part.
What?
So Grace starts having a panic attack. Oh. And I'm pissing myself because I'm stoned. So I'm laughing. And I'm like, oh, you fucking pussy. 30 minutes later, I'm like,
no, Pat, I just couldn't Pat breathe. Pat starts coming out in hives. She's going, like, she can't breathe. This is making my panic attack because I'm thinking in my head, I'm going to have an epileptic fit. For the record, I've never had a seizure in my entire life, but for some reason I was like, I am going to have a seizure. I can feel it in my bones and it's going to happen. So I'm having a panic attack thinking I'm about to have a seizure. Tat can't breathe. And during this period, Tat's mum calls her downstairs.
Fucking hell. To fill in some forms.
Can you do me tax return? What? So Tat's downstairs. Physically dying, she can't breathe. She comes upstairs, can't breathe even more. We message the dealer. What was in the brownies? Peanuts. What is Tat allergic to?
Peanuts.
Tat is going into anaphylactic.
And the thing is, we can't call the hospital because we're stoned. Yeah. And because we don't want to admit we've done something illegal. So I'm sat there, I'm like, if I die,
I'd die. I said you have to die. I cannot uncover the fact that we have just done edibles in your parents' home.
Yeah.
So,
I don't have one immigrant parent. I have two.
Yeah.
So it's double the trouble with two immigrant parents.
What do you think would happen if we actually had to call an ambulance there?
Well, even this, I'm risking my life. So fuck knows. Yeah, fuck knows.
Yeah, that was, but then we woke up the next morning. I felt so refreshed.
Well, I said to my mum, I was seeing her forms. I was like, and she was like, your hay fever bad? I was like, yeah. She gave me an antihistamine. I was fine. But genuinely, I genuinely thought I was going to die. That's the closest I've been with an allergic reaction where I thought I was going
to
die.
No, I thought you were going to die, but I just had to firm it. I was like, she has to die. There's no other option here but for you to die.
Here I am at 25, 3 years later.
Thriving.
Yeah.
What other nice stories do we have?
Nice.
When you got arrested?
No.
Well, no, we're not doing that.
We're not doing that one. Definitely not doing that one.
Do you remember when the guy was mean to me at Bodega?
Go on, then we'll do that one.
My first horrible fan experience. Usually when people meet me, fan? That felt disgusting. Follower? That felt weird. Mm. Beyonce. I used to go to this place,
So Grace used to always get clocked at two places in Nottingham. Primark and Bodega.
£1 thongs.
Yeah. Oh, can I quickly tell a story about Primark?
Yeah.
This fan comes up to us, right? She's like, can I get a picture of you? And we're like, yeah, yeah. And I thought this was a little girl. And I was like, oh, you look really lovely in this picture. Like, we're speaking to her like a little baby.
Yeah.
This girl was 20. She posted a picture later. We looked at her bio, it said 20. I was like, oh my God, we're speaking to her like she's a little fucking girl.
Yeah, I was like, oh my God, bless you.
You look really
like,
pretty.
Thank you.
This girl is 2 years younger than us. She'll be 23 now.
I hope she's doing well.
God bless you.
But we went to Bodega. And it was this boy and two girls. And I knew the girls followed me and they were nice, right? What did the guy say to the guy? What did the guy
said
say?
He was stush.
He said something to me. And I didn't hear him because I was fucking ordering at the bar two vodka cranberries, make it snappy. And I didn't hear what he said. So then I turn around and he goes, oh, she's fucking stush. I said, who the fuck are you talking? I said, me. What did you say to him, Tap?
I don't want to say what I said. It's really embarrassing. Like, I tried to mug him off. And it just, I remember everyone looked at me like, Like, he just fell through. I was like, your eyebrows are shit. And he was like, everyone compliments my eyebrows. I was like, oh, they're shit.
Yeah, we were like, yeah, we had him fucking had him there.
But he was just being really rude to Grace because he was trying to pull.
So fucking rude. But you could tell the girls were mortified. Mm. The girls were physically mortified. I don't know if you can be physically mortified.
It was just so unnecessary because Grace didn't do anything.
I didn't
do
a thing. Do you remember when our Unicom guy wanted to fuck you? The guy that owned it.
Should we tell the story?
Yeah.
Okay. So one of the guys that helped run our Unicom.
No. The main guy.
He was really flirty, really whatever. And at the time, like, I was very unattractive. I had sideburns. I was a little bit chubby. I just wasn't it, right? But our flatmate caught him when none of us... He came and went, scrub, and walked into my flat. No.
The main guy, he didn't think anyone was in our flat, right? And bearing in mind, this is like a really white, dorky guy.
Yeah.
He slams open the front of our door. He's like, skinny, pop, pop, pop. Like going for
it. What was that song again with Michael? Song. What was that song? What? Michael Dapper. The ting goes crap.
That's it. Pop, pop, pop. Like, he was singing that.
Yeah.
And Faz, did Faz come out of his room?
No, Faz was in his room and didn't want to come out because of it.
But he was obsessed with you, Tat.
Yeah, he was.
Was it when you went to go get like packages and shit that he was, no? Or was it when he was just inside?
I don't remember, but he was very flirty and he had really bad taste because I really wasn't
there. Do you know what as well? That place was a fucking joke because we got put, who is our good friend? Well, was our good friend. He's in jail now. We imagine, so...
Free my guy Moses.
Free Moses, bless up, 8 years too long. So we our flatmate left and we got this new guy moved in and it was the most dench guy.
He was huge. Like, he was both ways, he was massive.
He was like 7 foot, butch as fuck, and he was loud as well. He was fucking loud. And we were like, oh my god, like, where have you come from? He was like, I got kicked out of my old place for drug dealing. And we were like, what? And he was like, I'm on the run. And we were like, what?
And he'd been arrested so many fucking times.
He had kids everywhere. And we were like,
but he was genuinely the nicest person
honestly.
Lovely.
But I remember once he didn't clean up his pan. And we were like, we all huddled together and we went, we've got to make Moses clean his pan. Like, he has to clean his pan. He came in and we were like, Moses, we're not cleaning your pan for you. We're not. And do you remember he like slammed down on the surface? Okay. He was like, I'm not fucking clean my pan. And we were like, yeah, that's fair. Yeah, we'll actually never do that.
My favourite thing was Grace was slagging off this because Grace's dad is from Trinidad, so she knows her Caribbean food, right?
Yeah.
And we were talking about Caribbean food and Grace went to one locally down on the road. She was like, oh, the local one's really shit. And he went, hey, my friend's mum runs that.
Grace, like, you're slagging off my fucking friend's mum.
I was like, Grace. And she literally went pale white, like her soul had been sucked out of her body. And
I was like, actually, I love that one.
And I literally was like, I'm not backing you.
My first lesbian experience. This one for me was pivotal because it was fucking bizarre. To start with, I had to go to an event. I'm not going to name the company, but they're quite a big...
Literally the biggest company.
The biggest company you could think of, right? And I remember phoning my manager crying in the morning. Like, I just can't. I've got so much uni work. I can't go. She said, fuck the uni work. Let's go. I said, cool. I'll be on the next train. Went on the train. I turn up to this event and I see this woman. Yeah, cowboy boots.
Beautiful.
I think she's a lesbian. I go up to her. Hello, sweet pea. I somehow get the confidence because I've been drinking for a while, right? So we're flirting and then we go to this, it's a gay, like a lesbian club, I think. There's strippers everywhere. And she's like, do you need the toilet? I'm like, for you any day. That's weird. So we go into the cubicle together and she goes, oh, do you like girls? And I say, yes. What transpired in that cubicle? I can't say.
May I read it out?
You can, yeah. So Grace, I was texting Tat during this whole thing.
So I was passed out at this point because I was at home. And this is the text I got, right? Okay. I'm getting you, get urgent, huh? I just licked Fanny in a toilet stall of an event. I said, huh? And then she said, can I read out the fart one? Is that right?
No, wait, that's art. Wait, Luke, do it after.
Okay, yeah, go ahead.
Ooh. After I licked vagina.
Ooh.
Sorry.
Don't say it.
Licked pum? Licked
just
pussy?
I don't know, say what
I shouldn't have even said it.
Well, after I licked vagina. I know.
Basically, we did stuff in the stall and then she said, would you like to go back to your hotel? I said, yeah, okay. I turned to her friend. I go, you're gone. She was Irish at this point. At this point, she's always been Irish. And I said, yeah. At this point in the taxi, I'm starting to sober up a little bit. And I'm like, right, I'm really scared now. I've never been this close to a vagina. I don't know what to do here. I'm YouTube clipping it in the car. I'm Googling it, how to lick a vagina. I'm scared.
Are you actually?
No, I was. I was Googling it because I didn't want to give her an awful time. So I was Googling it, Tat.
Okay.
Right. So I Googled it. We arrive at the hotel. We get to the hotel. We get down to business. I'm going to be honest, worst night of her life. Hands down, worst night of her life. I was paralytic drunk. I didn't even know where the hole was. I was paralytic drunk. Mm. Okay?
Yeah.
The next day, I wake up and I thought, what a crazy dream. I turn over, she's next to me. I panic a little bit here. I'm like, cool, that happened. I go to the toilet. What happened, Tat?
Okay. I have to get the phone back out for this. So,
and I just want to know how close we all are here for me to share this with you.
A bit too close. So this is what Gray sent me. We'll explain all. I'm ready to throw up and die. I put Lola. And she put, I just farted and she heard, maybe I should kill myself. I sat in the toilet and two big farts came out. Also, my Uber driver keeps burping. And I said, why are you farting on the toilet? And you said there was no door in the toilet, was there?
It was one of those hotel glass sliding doors. And obviously, like, I don't know what happened, but I went for a wee. And while I weed, I let out a little toot toot.
It happened. But
it wasn't just a little, I'm so sorry.
I know you're us. I know you're us.
I let out, but it wasn't like a little toot.
Grace
it was
never
like
does
groundbreaking.
Grace never does silent but deadly farts. It's deadly and
it was
fucking
like
loud.
Hiroshima.
Yeah.
In that bathroom.
I know exactly what it was like. I've heard Grace's ass and it's fucking vile. It's disgusting.
And then I had to walk out and she wouldn't leave. So I just had to go. I'm going now. And the whole 2-hour train journey back, I was looking out the window like, I've done that.
But she was very pretty.
She was fucking stunning.
She's very
she
pretty.
Was incredible. Mm. And then that wasn't the last one. I fell off the bed on the next one. I had another lesbian, which you're always part of my lesbian experiences. Not in a weird way,
yeah,
but
I'm joining in. Yeah,
I get you involved. The last one, we were at an Irish bar.
Yeah.
And I was
Raglan Road.
Okay, Raglan Road. And we did karaoke, which obviously turned her on. And I went back with her and fell off the bed.
Yeah. And you lost your phone, you were panicking.
Lost my phone, had to go get my phone fixed the next day, and her boyfriend was waiting at the house. Well, that was...
Grace didn't know in her defense.
Yeah, no, in my fucking defense, I actually thought they were done. Okay, my last two are my first fellas episode and putting on a northern accent. And
I'll drop out this
on.
One.
Okay.
Do you want me to drop out?
Tat's gone. Oh, wait, can you just say for the northern accent one? God. We were in the club, and... we've got a thing in our group where we do northern accents to make things funny.
It feels less awkward than talking in one tone.
Yeah. So we're like, yeah, can't believe it. That's not northern. But like, what was an example? Like,
We're like, no way.
No way.
Yeah.
Like, if something happens, we're like, no fucking way. Like, and we'll do that, right? And it's not funny, but it's funny to our group, right? And once I was in the club and I forgot where I was, and I went up to this girl. I went, fuck it. What did I say to her?
No, you were chatting shit to someone else. You were just talking.
I think I was like, really fucking nice outfit.
And this girl goes, take the piss out of me.
She's like, are you taking the fucking, like, starting on me? She's like, taking the fucking piss. And in that moment, I was like, I have to stick with this. So I was like, no, I'm from Donegal. And I had to have a conversation with this woman in what I thought was Irish, but was a Northern accent, so she wouldn't beat the shit out of me. That's like when we were in prison and Rihanna, someone started on our friend Rihanna.
We didn't talk about our fight.
Oh my God. Me and Tat. No. This is an amazing story.
Tell it from my perspective, you tell it from your
okay,
perspective.
Okay.
You go first.
I'll go first. Okay. Me, Tat, and our friend Rihanna were drinking in our flat. This was
COVID times.
Third year. Yeah. So COVID times, right? And Tat was drinking red wine. I was drinking wine. Rihanna was drinking wine. We were all drinking wine, right?
It wasn't a good mix.
And Tat passes out, okay, in her room.
Just quickly.
Yeah.
One thing about me, when I'm passed out, do not disturb me.
Yeah.
Leave me be.
Yeah.
Leave me be.
Just let her go. Let her go. So Rihanna's in Tat's room. So I come in and I say, what's going on? Right? To which Tat resurrects up the bed and I start laughing. So I'm like, it's like fucking mummy. Like, I was like, what's going on? She gets out the bed, comes towards me with fists and starts punching me.
Just quickly.
Yeah.
I'm genuinely
she's not an aggressive person. Yeah.
But when I drink,
no,
you have to be
careful.
But
do you know what it was? I said, what's going on? And Tat thought I said, she's putting it on.
Which isn't worth a fight, really.
No, but it's just funny because I was like, what's happened here? Why am I getting So I punch Tat back and I start laughing and I run into my room with Rihanna and lock the door. And me and Rihanna are crying with laughter because we're like, what the fuck's going on? Meanwhile, Tat's out.
I'm like the Hulk. I'm like the fucking
Let
Hulk.
Me fucking it. And I'm in, I just want to give context here. I'm in penguin pajamas. Long flowy trousers with a penguin on
what
my top saying I love you. You were in little Adidas shorts and a red t-shirt. I remember it so well. And I said to Rihanna, look, like, it's fine. What we'll do is we'll talk to her. So I open the door. You come in. Full pelt. Me and you are beating the shit out of each other.
Can I quickly say?
Yeah.
I don't remember any of this. The only thing I remember was at one point I looked down and Grace is here and I'm giving her the weakest punches of my life. Just like, and like, that is all I remember.
And I remember we're fucking going for it. Like, we're throwing hands. My mirror has smashed all over the floor. We're beating the shit out of each other. I get up for a breather. I look out on the street and our neighbors are filming us fighting.
Don't release that, please.
Tat, I don't know what happens. You then are like, fuck you. You go into your room.
No, I walked out the flat.
You walked out the flat, but then me and Rihanna.
By the way, no shoes on. And we lived in the ghetto. Just walking down the street with no shoes
so
on.
Me and Rihanna, I'm panicking now because I'm like, I can't stay in this flat. It's actually going to kill me in my sleep. Right? So I stand outside the flat in my penguin pajamas with our neighbours watching us, waiting for my Uber. I get in the car. I text my dad. I'm like, me and Tat have fallen out. We've had a fight, call me.
I sent Grace a text. I was like, don't ever come back to the flat. Yeah.
The next morning.
Pissing ourselves.
I wake up to Tat calling me. I get out of Rihanna's bed. And bearing in mind, I went to Rihanna and Demi's flat and I was like, fuck that bitch. I was like, she's a fucking psycho. Like, fuck that girl. I'll never fucking speak to her again. No. But the next morning, you phone me. We're crying with laughter. I come back to the flat straight away, but that's the only physical fight we've really got in.
It's funny as well because it was a bit awkward for like a couple of weeks, and then Grace was like, do you want to come to this event with me? I was like, it was literally fine.
It was just like, really, I feel like true friends have physical fights. There's at least one physical fight. Back me on this. You fought.
I was in the wrong, But I don't know if people fight like that.
No, but it is so fun. It is
because I wasn't fighting her to hurt. I was fighting her to kill her. Like, I wasn't.
No. The look in Tat's eye, I've never seen before. And have you drunk red wine since?
No.
And thank you. Yeah, thank you for
it's
not.
It's my death drink now.
It was one of the what? Because I remember, you know, in fights, you're just like, oh, this is a fight. That to me, I was like, if I stay in this house, you're going to kill me.
And I would have.
You would have.
I would have.
And I'd have had to lock the door. But imagine if I did stay at the house and we'd have woken up the next day. I feel like that would have been more awkward.
It was awkward for a little while and then we got over it. Luckily.
It was more like, how do we address it? Because I was wrong with filming it. Because I was filming it for safety. I was like, if anything happens,
I've got proof.
People have to know what happened.
Do you know what it is with me? Like, in day-to-day life, I'm actually nice. I'm sweet.
But I just spilt all of that down me.
It's not obvious. Well, Grace has interrupted me rudely.
Sorry, carry on.
Okay,
carry
day-to-day life, I'm fine.
You are.
It's in that situation, I don't know what happened, because I've never, ever been like
that. No, you've never. I don't know what was in that wine. Anyway, that was our fight. But I feel glad that we did that, because it's a really funny story.
Oh, that was our fight.
That was our fight.
It was our fight.
And I feel like that was quite funny to look back on. Although any videos of that, fucking delete.
You
fucking delete. I deleted all of mine. Anyway, I'm going to finish off on the finale here, which is my fellas episode. That episode needs to be deleted from every platform on the planet. Because I was trying so hard, and you can back me on this, when I got the call that I was doing the fella, not the call, the message that I was doing the fellas, I was so excited.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I love the fellas. Like, it's so fucking iconic, like, amazing. So I went on there, full throttle. I said, I love criminals, and I'd go with the murderer if they back their mum up. Who says that? Don't date a murderer. And do you know what else I said? I outed my ex for trying to run me over.
Yeah.
And then he messaged Cal Freezy.
It was Jeremy Kyle show.
He said, get me on for my side. I thought, we're not doing that.
Imagine Cal and Chip interviewing him like, so happy.
But that episode makes me want to physically shrivel up and die in every way, sense, thing possible.
Mm-hmm.
What did you think of it? Did you watch it?
I did. I didn't think it was that bad, but I did think... she's going to kill herself tomorrow. And you did.
Yeah, and I did. And it was because I was dry. I went for drinks before it.
Mm.
And then after it, I had drink. And I thought, this isn't good because I can't see straight on. And I was sweating so much because studio lighting that everyone in the comments was going, I look like a Madame Tussauds waxwork. Don't laugh. It's not funny. And that's what I'm going to end on. Don't watch that episode.
I say watch it because it's fucking brilliant.
Fuck you. I don't know what you've taken from this episode, but I hope you enjoyed it. If you want more singular ones, you can have it. And I feel a little bit drunk right now. Anyway, for love, for honour, if you can't come in her, come on her. If you've been watching, like and subscribe. If you've been listening, give it a follow and a 5-star review. Bye. Say bye, Tat.
Bye.